Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Pei Vov. The Gemara says, V'rabonon mat rumo toiveles, af maiserishoin nami toivel. The Gemara says that according to Rabbonon, we need the hekesh between Truma and Meiser Rishon to teach us that just like Tevel, that's Tovul, Litrumo, someone that eats the Tevel is Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim, so also Tevel, that's Tovul, LeMeiser Rishon, if someone eats the Tevel, is also Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim. Explains Rashi in Dibura Matchil Mat Rumo Toiveles, and I'll quote the Loshon Rashi, Shekol Zman Sheloi Hufresho, Chayovin Misa Alachilose Shel Tevel, Deho Misa Ksivbei. Explains Rashi that the reason why Tevel, that's Tovul Letrumo, there is a Chil of Misa on Achilas HaTevel, is because since we know that Trumo, there is a Chil of Misa B'dei Shomayim, if a Zar eats Trumo, he's Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim, therefore Tevel, that's Tovul Letrumo, we say that the Truma is mixed in the Tevel, and that's why if someone eats the Tevel, that's Tovul, the Truma, he's Chayev Mise, since the Truma is mixed in the Tevel. That's Pshat in Rashi. Comes Teisvis here in Dibura Matchel Mat Truma Toiveles, and asks on Rashi two strong kashas. The first kasha Teisvis asks, according to Rashi, why is there a Havamin in the Gemara to be mechalek between Tevel, that's Tovul Letrumo, and Tevel, that's Tovul Lemaiser Rishon? The Gemara has a Havamin to say that Tevel, that's Tovul Lemaiser Rishon, if someone eats the Tevel, he's not Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim. According to Rashi, what's the Havamin? We know that Maiser Rishon is also Tovul Letrumas Maiser. There's a chiyuv to be mafrish from the Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser. And Trumas Meiser has a din of Truma. If so, Tevel, that's Tovul Meiser Rishon, we should say that the Tevel is osur mitzad, that the Trumas Meiser is mixed in the Tevel, and therefore there should be a chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim on the Tevel, that's Tovul Meiser Rishon, mitzad, the Trumas Meiser that's mixed in the Tevel. That's the first kashe of Teisvis. Another kasha asks Tosis on Rashi that according to Rashi should be that a koyen should be mutter to eat tevel, that's tovel litruma. Why? Since according to Rashi, the whole reason why there's a chiyuv misa on tevel, that's tovel litruma, is because we regard that the truma is mixed in the tevel, since it's mutter for a koyen to eat truma, so it should be mutter also for the koyen to eat tevel, that's tovel litruma. Those are the two strong kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi, and therefore Tosfos is choylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says that the mokir, that there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim, if someone eats tevel, that's tovel l'truma, is a gzeras hakosov, as we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Gemara there darshens the posuk of v'lo yechalelu es kodshei bnei Yisrael asher yorimu. The Gemara darshins Basidim Lisroi Makosuv Medaber, which means that the posuk comes to teach us that Tevel, that's Tovul Litruma, is Osur Ba'achile, and we learn out a Gzeira Shovo, Chilul Chilul from Trumo, just like if a Zar eats Trumo, is Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim, so also if a person eats Tevel, that's Tovul Litruma, is also Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim. So it comes out that we have here a yesoidistik machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the tam that if someone eats tevel, that's tovel l'trumo, is chayev misa b'dei shomayim? According to Rashi, the reason is because the trumo is mixed in the tevel. And just like on trumo there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim, so also on tevel there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. Tosfos is choylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says that the reason why the Torah is Mechayev Misa B'dei Shomayim and Tevel, that's Tovel Truma, is not because the Truma is mixed in the Tevel. Just the reason why there's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim is because we darshan the posuk of v'lo yechalalu es kochei bnei Yisrael asher yurimu, which means that we have a gzeras hakosuv that is a chiyuv miso bidei shomayim on tevel that's tovul the truma. We find in the Achroinim a few ways to answer the kashas of Tosfos. We'll start with the first kasha of Tosfos. We find in Shut Maharit Chelek Aleph Simin Chof Hei that the Maharit explains Pshat Rashi, that Rashi holds that there's a big distinction between Tevel that's Tovul Letruma and Tevel that's Tovul Lemaisa Rishon. Even though we know that Maiser Rishoin is Chayev and Trumas Maiser, but the Chiyuv of Trumas Maiser is only Chal after we were Mafrish the Maiser Rishoin. Therefore, says the Maharit, we have a big distinction between Tevel that's Tovel and Truma and Tevel that's Tovel and Maiser Rishoin. Tevel that's Tovel and Truma is already Chayev in Afroshas Truma. Therefore, says Rashi, we say that the Truma is mixed in the Tevel. On the other hand, Tevel, that's Tovul, Lemaiser Rishoin, this Tevel is not Mechuyev in Trumas Maiser. Only after we will be Mafrish, the Maiser Rishoin, then the Maiser Rishoin becomes Mechuyev in Trumas Maiser. But the Tevel, that's Tovul Lemaiser Rishoin, is not Mechuyev in Trumas Maiser. Therefore, we do not say that the Trumas Maiser is mixed in the Tevel that's Tovel Maiser Rishoin. And therefore, the Havamin of the Gemara was to say that Tevel that's Tovel Lemaiser Rishoin, there is no Chi of Misa Bidei Shomayim. Therefore, says the Gemara, we need the Hekesh to tell us that just like Tevel that's Tovel Letrumo, there's a Chi of on the Tevel Misa Bidei Shomayim, because we say that the Truma is mixed in the Tevel. So also by Tevel, that's Tovel Lemaiser Rishoin, even though in the meantime there's no Chiyuv to be Mafrish Trumas Maiser, since we were not Mafrish yet Maiser Rishoin, in spite of that we say that the Trumas Maiser is mixed in the Tevel, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim also on Tevel, that's Tovel Lemaiser Rishoin. Another teretz we find in the Magia on the Ritvo here on Daf Peivav Amud Aleph. The Magia says a beautiful pshat to explain what's the Soida Machloikis here between Rashi and Tosfos. And he says that we find a tremendous Machloikis in the Rishonim. What's the din if a person bedieved was Mafrish Trumas Maiser before he was Mafrish Maiser Rishoin? We know that lechatchila a person is supposed to be mafrish maiser rishoin, in a tenth of the maiser rishoin, he's mafrish trumas maiser, or the levi when he gets the maiser rishoin, he's mafrish trumas maiser. What's the din if b'di'eved a person was mafrish trumas maiser before maiser rishoin? Is the trumas maiser chal or not? On the one hand, we find in the chinuch, in mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet, that says mefuresh that bedieved, if a person is mafrish the trumas meiser before the meiser rishoin, the trumas meiser is chal. And the same thing we find in the Radvaz on the Rambam in Perek Yud mibacholis asuris alocha chof, that is medayik over there from the Rambam, that the Rambam also holds like the chinuch. And the same thing we find in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah, Reish Pei Dalet, Sifkot Gimel, that is also Medayik from the Rambam, like the Radvaz, that Bedieved, if a person is Mafrish Trumas Maiser before Maiser Rishoin, the Trumas Maiser is Chal. On the other hand, we find in the Kesef Mishneh, in Perek Tes, Milchois Maiser, Halocha Hei, that the Kesef Mishneh says Bepshitus, that a person, even Bedieved, could not be Mafrish Trumas Maiser before Maiser Rishoin, since Trumas Maiser is called Maiser Mina Maiser, so we first have to be Mafrish Maiser Rishoin, and only then we could be Mafrish Trumas Maiser. The same thing we find in Shuvis Hartzvi, in Yonei Zroim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samech Hei, that is Medayek from the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayes, in Dmai Perekei Mishne Aleph, that the Rambam there holds like the Kesef Mishnah that we mentioned before, that a person could not be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin. And the same thing says the Har Tzvi that we see from the Rash in Chalo, Perek Gimel Mishneh Ches, also that the Rash holds that even B'dieved, you could not be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin. So we have a tremendous machloikis in this Nekudo. Comes the Magia on the Ritvo here in our Sugye and says that the Yesoida Machloikis between Rashi and Tesfis here in our Sugye is totally in this Machloikis Rishonim that we just have mentioned. Rashi holds, like the Rishonim, that even B'dieved, a person could not be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin. And therefore, says Rashi, very good, that the Havamin of the Gemara here was that there is a distinction between Tevel that's Tovel Meiser Rishoin and Tevel that's Tovel Truma. Tevel that's Tovel Truma, we say that the Truma is mixed in the Tevel and therefore there is a Chiyuv Misa B'Dishomayim if someone eats the Tevel. On the other hand, Tevel that's Tovel Meiser Rishoin, since even B'dieved, a person could not be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin. So if so, Tevel, that's Tovel Meiser Rishoin, we do not say that the Trumas Meiser is mixed in the Tevel. Since even B'dieved, it's not shayach to be mafrish to Trumas Meiser before we were mafrish to Meiser Rishoin. Therefore, says Rashi, that the Havmina was that Tevel, that's Tovel Meiser Rishoin, there's no Chiyuv Misa B'Dishomayim, because we do not say that the Trumas Meiser is mixed in the Tevel. On the other hand, Tosfos learns like the Rishonim that B'dieved you could be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin. If so, Tevel that's Tovul LeMeiser Rishoin, says Tosfos, we should say also that the Trumas Meiser is mixed in the Tevel, and therefore, what's the Havamid of the Gemara to say that Tevel, that's Tovel, the Meiser Rishoin, there is no Chiyuv Mise on the Tevel. L'choira, we should say also that the Trumas Meiser is mixed in the Tevel, and therefore there should be a Chiyuv Mise on the Tevel, that's Tovel, the Trumas Meiser. So says the Magia on the Ritvo, that L'choira, the Yesoida Machloikis between Rashi and Tesfis here is, what's the din B'dieved? Could a person B'dieved be mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin? According to Rashi, even B'dieved it's not Chal, and according to Tesfis, B'dieved it is Chal. I would just like to add that this beautiful pshat that we have just mentioned is already brought down in the Afikeyam in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. A third pshat in Rashi we find in the Achronim, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Pei Daled, and in the Yashresh Yaakov here in Yevomus. They both say that the pshat in Rashi is that Rashi learnt, like the Shita of the Rishonim, that if a person was mafrish Trumas Meiser before Meiser Rishoin, we say that B'dieved, the afrosha of the Trumas Meiser, is Chal. Therefore, Rashi learned that pshat in the Gemara here is that the reason why we need a hekesh between Meiser Rishoin and Truma is because the Gemara is speaking in a case that the Tevel is Tovel and Meiser Rishoin, the Bailim was already mafrish the Trumas Meiser before the Meiser Rishoin. And therefore, we have now Tevel that's Tovel only to Meiser Rishoin, and not to Trumas Meiser. So in such a case, there's no Trumas Meiser mixed in the Tevel. Therefore, if it wasn't for the Hekesh that we have between Meiser Rishon and Truma, we would say that such a Tevel that's Tovel a Meiser Rishon, there's no Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim. Therefore, we need the Hekesh that just like Tevel, that's Tovel Truma, there's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim. We say also by Tevel, that's Tovel Meiser Rishoin, that was ready Mufrash Trumas Meiser, also there's a Chiyuv on such a Tevel Misa B'dei Shomayim. That's Pshat in Rashi. So it comes out very interesting that this Pshat of the Minchas Chinuch and the Ashresh Yaakov is just the opposite of the pshat of the Afikeyam in the Magia on the Ritva that we mentioned before. We must add that according to all the Pshatim in Rashi, we must say the additional explanation that we find in the Oruch Laner. The Oruch Laner says that we must say that Rashi is also moide to the drasha that we find in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Gemara darshins the posuk of Velo yechalelu es kochei bnei Yisrael asher yorimu ba'asidim lisroi makosuv medaber, which means that the Gemara there darshins this posuk of Velo yechalelu to teach us that tevel, that's tovu l'trumo, the zechil misa b'dei shomayim. Rashi for sure is also moide to this drasha. Rashi is not choylik on a mefurisha Gemara. Just Rashi learns that the geder and the tam of this drosha is that we say that the truma is mixed in the tevel, and therefore the Torah is mechayev misa on such a tevel. Therefore, there was a havamina to say that tevel that's tovul lemaiser rishoin, there is no chiyuv misa bidei shomayim. We'll go back now to Tosfos. Tosfos asked a second kasha on Rashi, that according to Rashi, that the reason why the Torah assered tevel that's tovel et truma is because we say that the truma is mixed in the tevel. If so, why is it also for a koyen to eat tevel? Since it's mutter for the koyen to eat truma, then it should be also mutter for the koyen to eat tevel. That's the second kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. We find in the Asvun Doyuraisa, in Simon Bey's Dibur HaMatchil Ad Koi, he says a beautiful pshat to be miyashev this kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. And he says that we find in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis that the Gemara says that kochim before the Zrike and the Aktore, the Basar is osir for the Koyanim, because the korban is still shayich legovoya, and only after the zrike and the aktora, we say that the koyanim mishulchan govoya kozochu. Therefore, says the Asvun Deraise, that Rashi holds that also truma, we say the same concept, that truma that's mixed in the tevel is also called chelek govoya, and therefore it's still osur for the koyen. And only after the person is mafrish the truma, then we say that the koyanim mishulchan govoya kozohu, and the truma becomes mutter for the koyanim. Brings the Asvun Deraisa a raya to this yesoid from the Rambam. We find in the Rambam, in Hilchos Truma, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yutes, that he writes, and I'll quote the Lashon HaRambam, V'chein osur lohen shiyachtefu trumois umaisrois, v'afilu lishel chelkon befien osur, ela noitlin b'chovoid she'al shulchon hamokoim hein oichlin, v'al shulchonoi hein shoisin, umatonois eilu la'ashemeim, v'hu zoich elohen shenemar v'ani nosati l'cho es mishmeres trumoisai. Says the Asvun Deraisa, that we see here clearly from the Lashon HaRambam, that also by Trumo we say this concept that Mishulchan Govoya Kozochu. And therefore comes out that before the Afrosha, the Koyanim have no heter to eat the Trumo that's mixed in the Tevel, because it's still considered that it's Shayech LeGovoya. Therefore the Kasha of Tosfos on Rashi is Miyushov Kemin Choymer. The Asvun Deraisa there continues to be mefalpil in this nekuda, in this chidush, that also by truma we say that mishulchan govoya kozochu, and it's kedai to see the Asvun Deraisa inside. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vafilu meiser oni minayin, Talmud loimar loisucha lechol bishorecho, ulehalon hu oimer vaochlu bishorecho vesoveu. Masha orecho ha'omur lehalon maiser oni, afsha orecho ha'omur kan maiser oni. Ve'omer achmon eloi suchal. Says the Gemara, we have a drosha that also tevel, that's tovu lemaiser oni, there is a lav to eat the tevel. Continues the Gemara and says, Says the Gemara that the reason why we need a hekesh between Maaser Rishon and Truma is because if we would not have the hekesh, we would say that Tevel, that's Tovul, the Maaser Rishon, there's only a lav. Therefore, we need the hekesh to tell us that Tevel, that's Tovul, the Maaser Rishon, there's a chiv misa bidei shomayim. Comes your Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil Imi Hosom and is mistapek according to the Maskon of the Gemara. What's the din Tevel that's Tovul LeMaiser Oni? Do we say Tevel that's Tovul LeMaiser Oni, there is only a lav and there's no chiyuv misa bidei shomayim, since we have no hekesh between Maiser Oni and Truma? The only hekesh that we have is between Maaser Rishon and Truma. Oidilme, says Tesis, maybe, since the Torah is Megale, that Tevel, that's Tovel the Maaser Rishon, is a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim. So we say that we have your Agilui Milse, that also Tevel, that's Tovel the Maaser Oni, there's also a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim. So Tesis remains with a Sofek in this Shaila. Comes the Agoes Marie Landau, which is the Noi de Biyudo, on this Tesfis and says that we find Mefurish in the Medrash that Tevel, that's Tovel the Maaser Oni, there is a Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shomayim. On the other hand, we find in the Rambam, in Perek Yud, Mima'acholis Asurois Halocha Chof, that the Rambam writes, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam, Aval oichel midovor shenitlo mimenu truma gdoilo, utrumas maiser, vadain lo hifrish mimenu maisrois, vafilu lo nishar boy ela maiser oni, hareze loike, mishum oichel tevel, veein boy mise, shein of an mise, ela betruma gdoilo, utrumas maiser. Ad kan loshna Rambam. We see clearly in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the whole chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim is only either by tevel that's tovul truma, or tevel that's tovul maaser rishon, and we say that the truma's maaser is mixed in a tevel, and therefore there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. But tevel that's tovul maaser oni, it's mefurish in the Rambam that there is no chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. Comes here the Keren Oiro here in Arsugye and explains that we must say that the Rambam learned Pshat in our Gemara, that the Hekesh that we have between Maaser Rishon and Truma comes to teach us that Tevel that's Tovel Maaser Rishon, the reason why the Torah is Mechayev Mise is not because of the Maaser Rishon, it's because of the Truma's Maaser that's mixed in the Maaser Rishon. But in a chonami mitzad the Maaser Rishon, there's no chiyuv misa bidei shomayim. So comes out that we have your three shittas. On one hand, we have the medrash that says mefurush that tevel that's tovul maaser oni, there's a chiyuv misa bidei shomayim. On the other hand, we have the shittas harambam that says mefurush that tevel that's tovul maaser oni, there's no chiyuv misa bidei shomayim. And the third sheet that we have is the sheet of Tosfos, that Tosfos remains besofek. I would like to add that Beshitas Rashi comes out that this Shaila is Tevel that's Tovul LeMaiser Oni, is there a Chiyuv Misa or not, is totally how we learn Pshat in Rashi. According to the Pshat of the Ma'arit that we have mentioned in Rashi, comes out that the Hekesh between Maaser Rishon and Truma teaches us that Tevel, that's Tovul, the Maaser Rishon, the reason why there's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim, says the Ma'arit, is because we say that the Truma's Maaser is mixed in the Tevel. So according to the Pshat of the Ma'arit, comes out that according to Rashi, Tevel, that's Tovul, the Maaser Oni, there is no Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shomayim. On the other hand, according to the Pshat of the Minchas Chinuch and the Yashrish Yaakov that we have mentioned, comes out that Rashi holds that Tevel, that's Tovul Maaser Rishon, and the Bailim were Mafrish Trumas Maaser before Maaser Rishon. So this tevel that's tovel only lemaisa rishoin, there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. If so, say the Minchas Chinuch and the Yashrish Yaakov comes out that Rashi l'chora should hold that also by tevel that's tovel lemaiser oni, there should be a chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. So comes out that the shita of Rashi is tolui how we learn pshat in Rashi. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Mai eino yicheles diktoni, eino noisenes reshus lisroim. Explains Rashi, and I'll quote the Loshna Rashi. Mai eino yicheles diktoni, kulo masnisin legabe maiser. Eino noisenes reshus, lishlucho lisroim maiser shel orus, ulhori mimenu trumas maiser. Explains Rashi that Rav Sheshes is coming to say a new pshat in the Mishnah, which means that the Mishnah does not have to go like Rav Meir. The Mishnah can hold that Maiser Rishon is Mutar Lezorim. And what the Mishnah says by Maiser, that the Isha, the Arusa, is Eino Icheles, it's not Kipshutoi. The Mishnah means to say that the Isha Arusa could not appoint a shliach to be mafrish the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. That's pshat in the Mishneh, Eino Oicheles. That's the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos here comes in Dibra Matchil, Mai Eino, and Tosfos asks a few kashes on Rashi. We'll mention a few of the kashes. One kasha asks Tosfos that according to Rashi, the Gemara should have said, Ela Omar Rav Sheshes, since Rav Sheshes is coming to say a new teretz. Another kasha asks Tosfos, according to Rashi, that the teretz of the Gemara is going on all the cases of the Mishneh that speak legabe Maiser, so why does the Tana use the Loshen loy toichal b'maiser? The Tana should have used the Loshen Eino Noisenes Rishus Lisroim. Therefore, Tosfos is Choylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says that Rav Sheshes is not a new Teretz. Just Rav Sheshes comes to answer the last Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asked from the Seifa of the Mishneh that the Mishneh says that Abbas Levi Mureses LeKoyen, and also Abbas Koyen LeLevi Loi Toichal Loi Betrumo VeLoi BeMaiser. The Gemara asked, why not? Why can't the Isha eat b'maiser? On that, Rav Sheshes says that what the Tana of the Mishneh says, loy toichal, does not mean loy toichal b'maiser. It means that the Isha eino noisenes reshus lisroim. And the reason why the Tana did not use the Loshen eino noisenes reshus lisroim is because since in the rest of the Mishneh, when the Tana speaks l'gabi Meiser, he uses the Loshen loy toichal b'maiser, and there it's kipshutoi. Therefore also, the Seif of the Mishneh also uses the same Loshen of loy toichal b'maiser. That's the Shita of Tosfos. We find here in the Ritvo that he also learns pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi, and the Ritvo answers both kashas of Tosfos. The kasha that Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Tana say clearly, Eino noisenes reshus litroim, says the Ritva, that when the Tana says, Loi toichal b'maiser, the Tana means kipshutoi, that the Isha could not eat the maiser rishoin. Just the reason why she could not eat the maiser rishoin is not because maiser rishoin is osur lezorim. Just the reason is because she could not be mafrish trumas meiser. Since she's only an arusa, the aloha is that arusa cannot be mafrish trumas meiser, and also she could not be memane or shaliach to be mafrish trumas meiser. That's pshat in the Mishneh that the isha loy toichal b'maiser. But Enochanami, if the husband, the Levi, would be mafrish the trumas meiser, then it would be mutter for the arusa to eat the meiser rishon. And on the other kasha of Tosfos, that Tosfos asks on Rashi, that according to Rashi, the Gemara should have said, Ella Omer Rav Sheshes, says the Ritva, that's no kasha. Since we find in a few places in Shas that the Gemara says a new teretz, and the Gemara does not use the Lashon Ella. That's how the Ritva is Meyashev, both kashas of Tosfos. I saw in a sefer called Nehoi Rosh Rago, here on Yevomis, Daf Pei Vov Amud Aleph, that he's medayik the Lashon of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "May eino icheles diktoni, eino noisenes reshus lisroim," which means that the Isha could not make a shliach to be mafrish trumas meiser. Says the Nehoi Rosh Rago, why doesn't Rav Sheshes say that what the Mishnah says eino icheles means that the arusa eino mafreshes trumas meiser, which means that the arusa could not be mafresh trumas meiser? Why does Rav Sheshes have to come on to the inyan of shlichus? Says the Nehoi Rosh Rago that we see from this that eino chanami, that the whole problem is that the Isha could not be memane or shliach to be mafresh trumas meiser. But eino chanami, the arusa herself, she could be mafresh trumas meiser. And explains the Nehoi Rosh Rago that the svara is that the Levi is not makpid al arusosoi, that she should not be mafresh trumas meiser. Just like we find the Aloha in the Rambam in Perek Dalet Mitrumois, that shutfim, the Aloha is one shutif could be mafresh trumas meiseris on the payrois of the other shutif even without his permission, because we have a svara that one shutif is not makpid on the other shutif. And that's pshat, says the Nehoi Rosh Rago also here in our Gemara. The whole problem is that the Isha, the Arusa, could not be memane or shliach. On that, the husband, the Levi, is makpid. That's how the Nehoi Rosh Rago wants to be medayik the Gemara. The only problem is that l'choira, the Nehoi Rosh Rago, did not see the Ritva that we mentioned before. In the Ritva that we mentioned before is mefurish that even the Arusa herself could not be mafrish trumas meiser. And that's why the Tana says in the Mishnah loy toichal, because the Arusa has no way to eat the meiser rishoin, since she could not be mafrish the trumas meiser, and also she cannot appoint a shliach to be mafrish the trumas meiser. So we see clearly, not like the Nehoi Rosh Rago. And the same thing we find here in the Sugya and the Meiri, that the Meiri says, just like the Ritva, that also the Arusa herself could not be mafrish trumas meiser. So comes out, according to the Ritva and the Meiri, that the Loshon of Rav Sheshes that says, Eino noisenes reshus lisroim, is lav davke, and hu adin, the Arusa herself could not be mafrish trumas meiser. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Michlal, the nesuo noisenes reshus. In, Vehotanye vaachaltem oisoi bechol mokoim atem uveischem, limed al nesuo bas Yisrael, shenoisenes reshus lisroim. So the Gemara brings mafurish a braise, that the braise says that a isha nesuo could be memane or shliach to be mafrish trumos umaisris, and kol shekain, that she herself, the isha nesuah herself, could be mafrish trumos umaisris. The poshet pshat in the Gemara is mashma, that the isha could be memane or shliach to be mafrish trumos umaisris on all the peirois of the Baal. The only problem is that in the Rambam we see not like that. And I'll quote the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Daled Milchos Trumes Alocha Yud Beis. Haben vasochir vaeved vehoisha toirmin al ma shein oichlin, aval lo yitrimu al akoil shein odom toirem dover shein shaloi. Ad kan loshen Rambam. We see mefurish in the Rambam that the isha could be mafrish trumus umaisris only on the peirois that were given to the isha to eat. But on the rest of the peiros of the husband, of the Baal, the Isha could not be mafrish trumus umaisris, like the Rambam says, shein odom toirem dover shein shaloi. The Kesef Mishneh on the Rambam over there says that the mokker of the Rambam is from the Tosefta in Perekama de Trumes Alocha Zayin. Comes the Orach Laner here in our sugya and says that L'choiro from our sugya is mashma, not like the Rambam. Mistimas Loshna Gemara is mashma, that the Isha Nesua has reshus to be mafrish Trumus u'maisres, and to be mani shliach to be mafrish Trumus u'maisres on all of the peiros of the Baal, and not only on the peiros that's given to her to eat. Therefore, says the Orach Laner, that we must say that the Rambam did not want to make a machloikes between the Tosefta and our Gemara. And therefore, the Rambam learned pshat in our Gemara also like the Tosefta, that the Gemara means to say that the Isha Nesua has reshus to be mafrish trumos umaisris and to be memano shliach to be mafrish trumos umaisris only on the peirois which are given to her to eat, and not on all the peirois of the husband. And explains the Orach Laner that, according to the Rambam, we can answer very well the kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, according to Rashi, why does the Mishnah say Eino Yicheles? The Mishnah should say clearly Eino Noisenes Rishus Lisroim. Says the Orach Laner that according to the Rambam, it's very gishmak, because according to the Rambam, the Tana wants to tell us the difference between a Isha Arusa and a Isha Nesua, that even though a Isha Nesua could be mafrish trumus umaisres and be memana shliach on the peiros that's given to her to eat, but an Arusa could not be mafrish trumus umaisres or memana shliach to be mafrish trumus umaisres even on what's given to her to eat. And that's pshat eino icheles. Therefore, she could not eat what's given to her to eat. So comes out that according to the Rambam, the Loshen Eino Icheles is very good, since the whole Nidoin here in the Gemara is speaking only the Gabei, the Oichel, the food that's given to the Isha to eat. We'll continue now the Gemara on Omud Beis. The Gemara says, V'rabakive hocho loy motzis amres. Dechsiv v'achaltem oisoi b'chol mokoim, mi shiyochoy le'ochloi b'chol mokoim, yotza koyein she'ein yochol le'ochloi b'veis ha'kvoreis. Says Rabbi Akiva, here, legabe, ma'aser rishon, we must say that when the Torah says to give the ma'aser rishon to the Levim, the Torah means only the Levim and not the Kuyhanim. Why? Since the Pasuk says, v'achaltem oisoi b'chol mokoim, the Torah here teaches us that the Ma'aser Rishon could be eaten b'chol mokim in any place, even in Beis HaKvaros. So we see from that only the Levim could eat Ma'aser Rishon and not the Koyanim, since the Koyanim could not go into the Beis HaKvaros. Comes here Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil Mishe Yochoil and asks a very interesting kasha. Tosfos holds that Rab Meir that says Ma'aser Rishon Osur Lezorim, Rab Meir holds like Rab Akiva that Ma'aser Rishon could only go to the Levim and not to the Koyanim. As it's mashma in the Gemara in Omud Aleph, that the Gemara brings the Braisa of Rab Meir, that the Braisa says Trumo la Koyen u'Ma'aser Rishon lelevi divrei Rab Meir. Says Tosfos that from this Braisa is mashma that Rab Meir holds like Rab Akiva that Ma'aser Rishon could only go to the Levi and not to the Kohen. Therefore asks Tosfos that on Rab Meir comes back the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asks on Rab Akiva, what's the mokir that Ma'aser Rishon goes only to the Levim and not to the Koyanim? We know that also the Koyanim are called Levim. So the Gemara brings the pasuk of V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokoim. L'choiro, Rab Meir cannot darshan this posuk of V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokoim, since Rab Meir holds that Ma'aser Rishon is osur lezorim, so l'choiro, it would be osur for the Levi to eat Ma'aser Rishon in Beveis HaKvoros. So it comes out l'choira that Rav Meir could not darshan the posuk of v'achaltem o yisoy b'chol mokoyim. Therefore asks Teisvis, what's the mokor of Rav Meir that Maaser Rishon could only go to the Leviim and not also to the Koyanim? Comes Teisvis and says a tremendous teretz, that even though Rav Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is osur lezorim, in spite of that, it's mutter for the Levi to eat the Maaser Rishon beveis hakvorois betumo. And therefore, Rav Meir kedarshin the posuk of achaltem oisoi b'chol mokoim, just like Rav Akiva, that from this posuk we see that Maaser Rishon goes only to the Leviim and not to the Koyanim. Comes the Keren Oiro and asks a very strong kashe on Teisvis' teretz. We find in the Gemara Le'el and Perek Ha'orel Daf Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph that the Gemara brings a braise that a Orel is Osur B'Maaser Rishon. And the Gemara there asks, why should a Orel be Osur B'Maaser Rishon? Answers the Gemara that the braise is going like Rav Meir, that Maaser Rishon Osur L'Zorim, and it has Kedusha, therefore it's Osur for the Orel to eat Maaser Rishon. Asks the Keren Oiro, according to Teisvis here that we just learned, that Teisvis holds that Maaser Rishon, according to Rav Meir, even though that it's Osir Lazorim, it's mutter to eat Beveis HaKvoros, it's mutter to eat Betumo. If so, how does the Gemara know in Perek Ha'orel that according to Rav Meir, that Maaser Rishon Osir Lazorim, it's Osir for a Orel to eat Maaser Rishon? Lich Oira, just like Teisvis says, that according to Rav Meir, it's mutter for the Levi to eat Maaser Rishon in Beis HaKvoros Betumo, it should also be mutter for a Orel to eat Maaser Rishon. Therefore, says the Keren Oiro, that the teretz of Teisvis is tzorich iun. Adds the Keren Oiro and says that lulei divrei Teisvis, we would answer the kasha of Teisvis in a different way. And we would say that la'olam Rav Meir is choylik on Rabbi Akiva. Rav Meir holds that midei raise Maaser Rishon we can give also to the Koyen, like the shita of Rav Lozer ben Azaryo, and that's not like Teisvis in Dibura Matchil, my time at Rav Akiva. And even though the lashon of the braise on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph that says Truma LaKoyen uMaaser Rishon LaLevi Divrei Rav Meir is mashma like Teisvis, that Rav Meir holds that Maaser Rishon goes only to the Levi, not to the Koyen, says the Keren Oiro, we must say that that's not pshat in the braise. La'olam Rav Meir is moidet, Rav Lozer ben Azaryo, that Maaser Rishon goes also la Koyen. Just what Rav Meir says, Maaser Rishon la Levi, he's coming la fuke, that Maaser Rishon is osur li Yisrael. It's osur li Zorim. But la'olam, Legabi Koyen, Rav Meir is moidet Rav Lozer ben Azaryo, that Maaser Rishon is mutter lekoyen. So it comes out that there's no machloikis in the braise between Rav Meir and Rav Lozer ben Azaryo, legabi this nekuda, that Maaser Rishon is mutter also for the Koyen. The whole machloikis is, if Maaser Rishon is mutter lezorim or osur lezorim, according to Rav Meir, Maaser Rishon is osur lezorim, and according to Rav Lozer ben Azaryo, Maaser Rishon is mutar lezorim. We'll go back now to the Gemara that we have just learned. The Gemara says that the mokar of Rav Akiva, that Maaser Rishon is mutar only for the Levi and it's osur for the Koyen, is from the pasuk of V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokoyim, mish yochol le'ochloi b'chol mokoyim, yotza koyen she'in yochol le'ochloi beveis hakvorois. Says Rav Akiva, since the Torah says that Maaser Rishon could be eaten b'chol mokoim, even in Beis HaKvoros, so from that we learn out that Maaser Rishon goes only to the Levi and not to the Koyen, since the Koyen could not go into the Beis HaKvoros. Comes here the Oruch Laner and asks a very interesting kasha on the Gemara. We find in the Mishnah Eruvin on Daf Chovov Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda says that a Eruv Chatzeros or a Eruv Tchumim is kosher for a Koyen even if we put the Eruv in Beis HaKvoros. Even though we know that in order for the Eruv to be kosher, it has to be Roi L'Achile. So here L'Choiro, since the Koyen could not go into Beis HaKvoros, Selachoyra the Eruv should be puzzled because it's not roi leachila for the koyin. In spite of that, says Rabbi Yehuda that the Eruv is kosher, and the Gemara over there on Daf Lamed Umad Beis explains that the reason why the Eruv is kosher is because we have a chetimtze that the koyin could go in Beis HaKvoris. If the koyin would go in a Shido Teva Umigdol, which is choytzetz mipnei atumo, then it's perfectly mutter for the koyin to go into Beis HaKvoris. So the Gemara says, since we have a chetimtze that the koyin would be able to reach the Eruv and eat the Eruv, therefore the Eruv is kosher. Comes the Oruch Laner and asks, according to this Gemara in Eruvin that we just mentioned, what's pshat in our Gemara? The Gemara here says, Yotza koyein she'ein yochol le'ochloi beveis ha'kvorois. Asks the Oruch Laner that adrabbe, we have a chetimtze that the koyin could eat the maisa rishoin beveis ha'kvorois by going in the beis ha'kvorois b'shido teva umigdol, just like the Gemara says in Eruvin. That's the kasha of the Oruch Laner. Says the Oruch Laner that we could say that Rabbi Akiva darshan the posuk b'chol mokoim, that it's mashma that the maaser rishon could be eaten in any place, even in a place that there's no shido teva umigdol. And if so, so we have a raya that maaser rishon goes only to the Levi and not to the koyin. Another teretz, says the Oruch Laner, that could be that Rabbi Akiva holds like the man de Omar, that oil zoruk loishme oil, which means that an oil that moves is not choytzetz mipnei atumo. Therefore, the koyin cannot go in the beis akvoros with a shido teivu migdol. And even though Rabbi Yehuda and Eruvin holds that oil zoruk shmei oil and it's choytzetz mipnei atumo, but Rabbi Akiva holds like the man de Omar that oil zoruk lav shmei oil. Therefore, it's not choytzetz mipnei atumo, and the koyin could not go in the Beis HaKvoros with a shido teva umigdol. Continues the Oruch Laner and asks a new kashe, that we have another echetimtze that it would be mutter for the koyin to go into the Beis HaKvoros. And that is, in a case that one of the kroivim of the koyin died, and we know that it's mutter for a koyin hedyot to become tomei to one of the shiva kroivim, so if he became tomei to one of the shiva kroivim, then it's mutter for the koyin to become tomei to someone that's not from the shiva kroivim. So if so, comes out that if the koyin became tomei to one of his shiva kroivim, which is perfectly mutter, it would be mutter for the koyin to go into Beis HaKvoros. So says the Oruch Laner, we have a chetimtze that it would be mutter for the koyin to go in Beis HaKvoros and eat the maaser rishoin. That's the kashe of the Oruch Laner. Answers the Oruch Laner and says that even though we have a chetimtze that the koyin could go in Beis HaKvoros, but we must say that the posuk b'chol mokoim comes to teach us something, since the words b'chol mokoim are extra. So therefore must be that the posuk b'chol mokoim comes to be memait a koyin, since usually a koyin could not go into Beis HaKvoros. That's the pshat in the drosha of Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan divrei ha'oruch laner. This last kashe that we have mentioned in the name of the Oruch Laner, that the Oruch Laner asks that we have a chetimtze that the koyin could go into Beis HaKvoros, in a case that the koyin became tomei to one of his kroivim, which is perfectly mutter, then it's also mutter for him to become tomei to other meisim. Therefore, says the Oruch Laner, we have a chetimtze that the koyin could go into Beis HaKvoros. Lanius daiti, this kasha of the Oruch Laner is tzorich iun, because we find in the tur in Yoredeya in Hilchos Aveilus Simen Shin Ayin Gimel, and I'll quote the Loshen HaTur. Uvoid she koyen misasik bemeisoi, mutor li tamois gam leacherim. Aval mishepiresh mili tomi lemeisoi, osur li tomi leacherim, afilu boy bayoim. Lefichoch, ein loin li kones lebis akvorois likvor meisoi. Afal pishe beshoshe machnisoi mutor li tomes leacherim, mikolmo koim leacher akvuro, kshechoizer al akvorim moisif loitumo. Says the Tur that even though it's mutter for a Kohen to become tummy to other meisim while he is misasek with a mace that's his koroiv, but after the Kohen is poirish from the mace that's his koroiv, it's also for the Kohen to be mitame to other meisim. Therefore, says the Tur, it's osur for the Kohen to bury his koroiv in Beis HaKvorois. Why? Because even though he has a heter to go into the Beis HaKvorois to bury his koroiv, but once he finished burying his koroiv, he's osur to become tomei to all the other meisim in the Beis HaKvorois. So he'll be over in Isser, Doiraise, while he walks out of the Beis HaKvorois. So comes out, according to this tour, that there's no ichetimtze for a kohen to go into Beis HaKvorois, even when he has a heter to become tomei to his koroiv. Therefore, the kashe of the Oruch Laner is Tzorech Iyun. But Lanius Daiti, we could be miyashiv a little bit this kashe that we have on the Oruch Laner. We find in the Beis Yosef on this tour that we just mentioned, that the Beis Yosef says that the mokoyer of the psak of this tour is from Maseches Smochois, Perek Daled, Halocha Tesvov and Tezayin. And the Maseches Smochois says that that's poshut, that while the Kohen is oisek in bearing his koroiv, it's mutter for the Kohen to become tomei to other meisim. But after the Kohen was poirish from his koroiv, he finished bearing his koroiv, we have a machloikes between Rab Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Is it mutter the same day that he buried his koroiv? Is it mutter for the Kohen to become tomei to other meisim? According to Rab Tarfon, he is chayiv, which means that is a iser deiraise. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he is potter, which means there is no iser deiraise. Says the Beis Yosef that the tour paskind here like Rab Tarfon. According to that comes out that we can explain the Oruch Laner. Very good. That since we see in Maseches Mochos that Rabbi Akiva Leshitosoi, he holds that even after the Kohen was poirish from bearing his koroiv, the same day it's mutter for the Kohen to become tomei to other meisim. So if so, says the Oruch Laner, Rabbi Akiva Leshitosoi, our Gemara is Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva Leshitosoi is very good. We have a Ichetimtze, says the Oruch Laner, that it would be mutter for the Kohen to go into Beis HaKvorois and eat the Maaser Rishon. When the Kohen becomes tomei for one of his kroivim, then he can go lechatchila into the Beis HaKvorois and eat the Maaser Rishon, and he has no problem going out of the Beis HaKvorois, since according to Rabbi Akiva, it's mutter for the Kohen to become tomei to the other meisim the whole day. So we have an explanation in the kashe of the Oruch Laner. But, Lanius Daiti, the kashe of the Oruch Laner is still a little bit Tzorech Iyun. Why? Because the Beis Yosef there continues, and he says that the girsa in the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Nozer Peregimel, is not like the girsa that we mentioned before from Maseches Mochos. And the girsa in the Yerushalmi is that Rab Tarfon Poiter, which means according to Rab Tarfon, there is no Isur Deraise, v'Rab Akiva Mechayev. Rab Akiva holds that there is an Isur Deraise. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, that once the Kohen was poirish from his koroiv, he finished bearing his koroiv, there's an Isur Deraise for the Kohen to become tomei to any other meisim. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, that according to the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, comes out that the Tur paskins like Rabbi Akiva. And if so, then the kasha of the Oruch Laner is Tzorech Iyun, since Rabbi Akiva Leshitosoi, there's no heichetimtze for a Kohen to go into Beis HaKvorois and eat the Maaser Rishon. Therefore, the kasha of the Oruch Laner is a little bit Tzorech Iyun. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ela kule alme knose shloi olu bimei Ezra. The Gemara says that lekule alme, the reason why Ezra was koines the Levim is because the Levim did not come to Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva holds that midoyraise only the Levim get Maaser Rishoin, and the Koyanim do not get Maaser Rishoin, we have here a big machloikes in the Rishoinim. What was the knas that Ezra was koines the Levim? On one hand, Tosfos here in Dibura Matril Mipnei Ma, and also in Dibura Matril Mar Sovar, Tosfos says clearly that the knas was that not only the Levim will get the Maaser Rishoin, just also the Koyanim will get Maaser Rishoin. That was the knas. But the knas wasn't that only the Koyanim should get Maaser Rishoin and not the Levim. That's the Shita of Tosfos. On the other hand, we find in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Mihilchos Maaser Alocha Aleph, that on one hand the Rambam paskins over there like Rabbi Akiva, and in Alocha Daled, the Rambam says, and I quote the Loshna Rambam, Ve'ezra konas es alevim bizmanoi shlo yitnu lohen maaser rishoin, ela yinosin lo koyanim, lefish lo yolu imoi lirusholayim. Says the Rambam clearly that the knas that Ezra was koines the Levim was that the Levim do not get any maaser rishoin. The whole maaser rishoin goes only to the koyanim. We find the third shita in the Ritvo, in Ksuvis daf Chovov amud Aleph, and also the Ritvo in Chulin daf Kuflam and Aleph amud Beis, that the Ritvo says a tremendous chiddush that according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was never koines the Levim. What we find in the Gemara, in many places, that Ezra was koines the Levim is only according to the Shita of Rab Lozer ben Azario, and explains the Ritvo, that Bishleima, according to Rab Lozer ben Azario, that Midoy Raise, Maaser Rishoin goes to the Levim and also to the Koyanim. Therefore came Ezra and was koines the Levim and said that the Maaser Rishoin would go from now on only to the Koyanim. And by doing such a knas, Ezra was not oiker completely the mitzvahs nesine of Maaser Rishoin, since Maaser Rishoin midiraise is kosher also for the Koyanim. Therefore, Ezra was koines the Levim that the Maaser Rishoin would go only to the Koyanim. But says the Ritvo, according to Rabbi Akiva, that midiraise Maaser Rishoin goes only to the Levim, it cannot be that Ezra would be oiker the mitzvah deiraise of Nesinas Maaser Rishoin LaLevim and say that from now on Maaser Rishoin goes to the Koyanim. Therefore, says the Ritvo, that we must say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was never koines the Levim. So it comes out that we have your three shitas in the Rishoinim. According to Rabbi Akiva, what was the knas of Ezra? According to Tosfos, the knas of Ezra was that the Maaser Rishoin would go not only to the Levim, it would go also to the Koyanim. According to the Rambam, the knas of Ezra was that the Maaser Rishoin does not go any more to the Levim, and it goes only to the Koyanim. According to the Ritvo, Leshitas Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was never koines the Levim. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hochi ke'omar lei, ide ko'osis betoiras knoso isloch, Ve'i ko'osis betoiras chaluko leisloch. Explains the Gemara that the reason why Rabbi Akiva prevented Rabbi Lozer ben Azario from taking the Maaser Rishoin from the Gino is because Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Lozer ben Azario is going to take the Maaser not mitzad the din knas of Ezra, he would take the Maaser Rishoin mitzad the din doiraise that Rabbi Lozer ben Azario holds that Maaser Rishoin midoiraise goes also for the Koyen. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva prevented from Rabbi Lozer ben Azario to take the Maaser. We have mentioned before the Shita of the Ritvo in Ksubes and in Chulin that the Ritvo holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was never koines the Levim. I saw in the Derech Amuno, in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Aleph, Halocha Daled, in the Biur Halocha, that he asks on the Ritva from our Gemara. We see clearly in the Gemara that we have just mentioned that Rabbi Akiva also holds that Ezra was koines the Levim. Therefore, says the Derech Emunah that the Ritva in Ksuvis and in Chulin is Tzorech Iyun, how the Ritva is going to explain our Gemara. It's very interesting that the Ritva here in Yevamis does not hold like he himself writes in Ksuvis and in Chulin. The Ritva here in our Sugya says clearly that also according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was Koines de Levim. And the Ritva explains, like the Shita of Tosfos that we have mentioned before, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Midoraisa, Maaser Rishon goes only to the Levim, and came Ezra and was Koines to Levim, that the Maaser Rishon would go also to the Kohanim. That's the Shita of the Ritva here in our Sugya. We'll go back now to the Gemara that we have just learned. L'choira, the Gemara here is very difficult to understand. Why did Rabbi Akiva prevent Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from taking the Maaser Rishon from the Gino? Even though Rabbi Akiva knew that the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to take the Maaser Rishon is because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that Midoraisa, the Maaser Rishon, goes also to the Koyanim, what's the nafkemine? Since even according to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was koines de Levim, so al pi alocha it's mutter for Elazar ben Azariah to take the Maaser Rishon mitzad de knas. So what did Rabbi Akiva care if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to take the Maaser Rishon mitzad that he holds that midoraisa the Maaser Rishon goes to the koyanim? So we find here in the Ritva that he explains a beautiful pshat in the Gemara that we have just learned, and he starts off with a kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva that holds that Midoraisa Maaser Rishon goes only to the Levim, how could it be that Ezra was koines to Levim and said that Maaser Rishon could go also to the Koyanim? We have in the Torah a mitzvah Midoraisa of Nisine to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. How could Ezra be oiker this mitzvah Midoraisa and say that we can give the Maaser Rishon also to the Koyanim? That's the kasha of the Ritva. Answers the Ritva, and I'll quote the Lashon HaRitva. V'yesh loimar, the kevon dimemoinohu, hefker based in hefker, v'afkuo rabbonon lemaiser min halevim, v'ukminu birishus koyanim, v'asoum kishluchim shalevim. Says the Ritva here a tremendous chidush, that when Ezra was koines de Levim and he said that you can give the Maaser Rishon also to the Kohen, when a person would give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen, he would be mekayem al yedei zeh the mitzvahs nesina to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. How could that be? Says the Ritva that when the Yisrael gives the Kohen the Maaser Rishon, the Kohen is mezake the Maaser Rishon to the Shevet HaLevim, and the Maaser Rishon becomes the Momoin of the Levim, and then Chachomim said Hefker based in Hefker, and it's Mutter for the Koyanim. So comes out that when the Yisrael gave the Kohen the Maaser Rishon, he was Mekayim the Mitzvahs Nesine Midoraisa to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levim. Comes the Magia on the Ritva over there and asks on the Ritva that L'choira, even if we say that the Koyen is Mizake to the Levim, the Maaser Rishon, but L'choira, in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Nesine of Maaser Rishon, we have to give the Maaser Rishon to a Levi Mesuyom. Only if we give the Maaser Rishon to a certain Levi, then we are Mekayim the Mitzvahs Nesine. But if we mezake the Maaser Rishon to the whole Shevet HaLevim, L'choira, what do we gain? Even before we mezake the Maaser Rishon to the Maaser Rishon belongs to the Shevet, as we know that Maaser Rishon is called Momon HaShevet. So how are we mekayem mitzvahs nesina of Maaser Rishon if the Kohen is mezake the Maaser Rishon to the whole Shevet? Answers the Magia and says, there's a big difference between if we say Maaser Rishon is Momon HaShevet, or we say that the Kohen was Mezake de Maaser Rishon to the whole Shevet. The difference is that Maaser Rishon Momon HaShevet does not mean that the Levim have a din of Shutfim in the Maaser Rishon, before they were zoiche in the Maaser Rishoin, they're not called mamish shutfim in the Maaser Rishoin. Just pshat is that they have a schus in the Maaser Rishoin that if the Baalim would give them the Maaser Rishoin, it's mutter for them to take the Maaser Rishoin. On the other hand, if the Kohen is mizake the Maaser Rishoin to the Shevet HaLevim, then pshat is that the whole Shevet of the Levim become a mamish shutfim in the Maaser Rishoin. And just like any shutfus that two people have, pshat is that they're bailim gmurim in the momen ha-shutfus. The same thing over here, the Shevet HaLevim become shutfim mamish in the Maaser Rishoin. And therefore we say that when the Kohen is mezakeh the Maaser Rishoin to the Shevet HaLeviim, the Baalim is mekayim mamish the mitzvahs nesine of Maaser Rishoin to the Leviim. That's how the Magia explains Pshat in the Ritvo. Al Kolponim continues the Ritvo and says that according to this Yesoid that we have just mentioned, we could understand very well why Rabbi Akiva prevented from Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria to take the Maaser Rishoin from the Gino, even though it's mutter for Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria to take the Maaser Rishoin mitzad the Knas of Ezra. But there is a big difference if Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is going to take the Maaser mitzad that he holds, that Maaser Rishoin goes also for the Koyanim, or he'll take the Maaser Rishoin mitzad the Knas of Ezra. If he'll take the Maaser Rishoin mitzad the Din Doiraise, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds that Maaser Rishoin goes also for the Koyanim. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria won't be mezake the Leviim, the Maaser Rishoin. He'll just take the Maaser Rishoin for himself. But if Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria would take the Maaser mitzad the Knas of Ezra, so he would have to be mezake the Maaser Rishoin to the Leviim. And therefore, since Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is going to take the Maaser Rishoin mitzad that he holds, that Maaser Rishoin goes also for the Koyanim, and he would not be mezake the Maaser Rishoin to the Leviim, so comes out that according to Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva holds that Maaser Rishoin does not go to the Koyanim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria won't be mezake the Leviim, the Maaser Rishoin, so comes out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria would take the Maaser Rishoin be'isur. That's the reason why Rabbi Akiva prevented Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria to take the Maaser Rishoin. That's the beautiful pshat of the Ritva to explain our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.